if you're doing a show professionally, like on Broadway, you do it all the time. So you're doing 7 or 8 performances a week, and you've got plenty of time to be doing that rehearsing. Or really performing the show, which means you don't have to keep rehearsing. Then if there's a new actor, you have to, somebody joining the show, you've got to meet with them, whatever, and get them in. My point in all this is, when you're doing a show like I am, where it's community theater, and you do it one weekend and then a second weekend, it's very common to have a brush-up rehearsal in between, where you meet in the week between the shows, so you can make sure everybody doesn't forget how the show goes. Often you skip costumes for a brush-up rehearsal, and sometimes you don't even use props, but you want to make sure you're going through all the lines and the blocking and the scene changes, whatever. People tend to have some fun with those. We had our brush-up this week, and I will tell you the fun that we had after this.
Your Daily Lex.
You've heard me talk, and if you're listening to me, then you are a podcast listener. We decided to do it at 1.5x, which was really fun. this is a way to save some time. We also skipped all the costume changes, which was a joy because the costume changes are stressful. Of course, we'll have to do them all tomorrow, Saturday. And as you know, I'm fearful that we'll have to cancel Sunday's show, and there's not much we can do about it. If we have to cancel it, we have to cancel it. So at any rate, we did the show in fast forward mode, and it was kind of fun. On occasion, you know, we had to slow down if there were very difficult lines or whatever. We would do those sections more slowly, or ones that we knew we sometimes got confused on. But everything else we did fast forward. There's one very emotional scene, and I went through my emotional outburst so quickly that then I apologized to the play itself. How does one apologize to a play? I simply turned to this and said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I want you to know we don't disrespect this scene. We're just doing a brush up. I don't think the play has feelings, but I still apologize to it." And we got through the whole show in like an hour, where normally the whole show takes 2 hours. So I guess it was really 2x in some ways. It's interesting because so far the theater has not officially canceled Sunday's show, but encourages people to move from Sunday to other days. So Sunday, which had been about 80% sold through, is now 50% sold through. And the other shows keep adding ticket sales as people move from one to the other. In some cases, people are just canceling their tickets, which is a bummer. But in other cases, we're watching them move to other days, which is nice. So the Saturday matinee is essentially sold out. The Saturday evening show is the least sold show besides the Sunday show that everybody's canceling. And then tomorrow night show is about 70 something percent sold out as I speak. So I'm hopeful that that show will sell even more because the fuller it is, the more fun it is. Anyway, if you're within the sound of my voice and within, driving distance of New Jersey, I encourage you to come check out the show this weekend only because you missed last weekend. I mean, unless you saw last weekend, in which case you're in good shape. I think that's really all I have for you today. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And if I don't record an episode tomorrow, which I probably won't, let's be realistic, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And if you're not coming to see me, you're a monster. And if you, like me, are going to be affected by lots of snow, I hope it is bearable. Oh, also a fun side fact. I got various quotes for plowing my driveway, and they ranged in price from about $120 to more than $600 because people are insane. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Lex.